Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The flight of Western manufacturing jobs into Asia is a defining feature of the 21st century economy. But as Giorgio Riello, professor of history at the University of Warwick, explains, this type of shift has occurred before, but in the opposite direction.
We often hear that China's economic miracle in the first decade of the 21st century is sustained by cheap labor and the ability to imitate everything that Europe and the US once produced. We think that imitation and copying are essentially bad, and that China is simply winning because it produces endless knockoffs at a fraction of the price of the original goods produced in the West. But if we step back in time a couple of centuries, one finds that the situation was the opposite. The industrialization of Europe and later the US was based on the manufacturing of cotton textiles, printed and painted fabrics that were nothing less than imitations of what was produced in India. The same could be said of porcelain, commonly referred to as China. It was produced in Europe as an imitation of the original Chinese product, from which it took its name. Before the Industrial Revolution at the end of the 18th century, Asia was the economic powerhouse of the world, and Europeans had no qualms in imitating the superior products of China and India. They did it so well that they invented new versions, often more suitable to the tastes of Western consumers, and in doing so stimulated innovation and creativity. China today is doing the same. We might blame its manufacturers for infringing copyright laws, but history shows that imitation and the production of fakes is nothing new. The question remains of whether the rising economy of Asia will seize the opportunities and become promoters of innovation and creativity, as the West did 3 centuries ago.
That was Giorgio Riello of the University of Warwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.